last night, counselor told me that I have to give you a quiz about Peter and Paul. So I think that you previewed the notes already. Right? So I'll just give you some similar questions. Chester Heather Huang. Nine. Harry Lou, not here, huh? Harry Lou, okay. Stephen, okay, let me ask you, okay. How many times did Jesus call Peter to follow him? Twice, okay, good. Give me applause. Then, Kwang Lee, okay. Who were Jesus' inner circle of disciples? Three. Who were they? Okay, good. Vivian, this is PMVP. Jean, Philadelphia. Where was the Peter's house? Philadelphia. Okay, good. Right answer. Then, last one. See you. Sister Seol Lee. Okay. Jesus set up a school to teach his students to fish, one, salmon, two, catch fish, three, tuna, four, men. So which answer, which one? Number four, okay. Good. So very good. So which means you studied very hard. Thank God. So we continue. Peter. Admission requirements for the school. Okay. The first one had his household members. Had his mother, father, wife, brothers, and sisters. Then why did Jesus tell us we have to hate our household members in order to follow him? Why? Jesus teach us we have to honor our parents, right? We have to respect our parents. And here, Jesus said we have to hate our father, our mother. What happened? It's a contradict. So this is just a priority problem. Okay, priority. So Jesus wants us to put him as a first priority in our life. First priority in our life. Okay. So if you put Jesus as a first priority in our life, then we are qualified to be his disciples. And what does it mean to put Jesus as our first priority? Okay. How many of you live in a dorm in the college, raise your hand. Okay, so you know that at home, right? Okay, so if you have a stomach ache, do you have a stomach ache? Then mom, I have a stomach ache. Right? And mom say, oh, what happened? Okay, let me book the ticket, okay? Go there to help you. It's too late, mom, too late. Okay, I have a stomach. Right? Then you put your mom as the first priority, right? Because you call your mom first. But if it's, oh, I have a stomach, I just kneel down to pray, right? Oh, Jesus, help me, I have a stomach ache, okay? Tomorrow I have a test. Then you put Jesus as the first priority. Right? Then, if you have commercial, right? Advertisement, commercial, then shoes, buy one, get one free. Oh, it's good, right? Okay, tomorrow it's the limit hour, okay? Tomorrow from 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Okay. Okay, I want to go there to buy one more shoes. You have three shoes already, but buy one, get one free. Why not? Okay, let me go there. Okay. You did not put Jesus as first priority. If you put Jesus as first priority, then you will kneel down to pray, Jesus, should I need one more shoes? Should I need one more? Hey. Then the Holy Spirit will tell you, no, you have three already. Okay, even you can give one to a brother to Pastor A. Then the Holy Spirit will tell you. Then you put Jesus as first priority. Right? So everything connect to Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Even you go out to shopping, kneel down to pray first. God, what should I buy? Okay, Do I need or I want? Need and want is different. Right? So, head our household members. Put Jesus as the first priority. Do not bear cross. The second requirement is bear cross. How big is the cross? Depends. Okay, depends. God gives you different size. Okay, my size maybe like this. Your size maybe like this. Okay. And someone else may be like this huge, okay. So it depends. God give everybody different size of the cross, right? And then one time, Jesus, this is just the article, because the author want to encourage members to carry the cross, whatever God gave them, okay. So he wrote this article. One man, God just gave him the cross. The cross is so huge, so he could not bear, and he prayed to God, God, this is too much for me, okay, can you cut it shorter? Then God have mercy on him, so okay, let me cut it shorter, like, but it's still huge for him, so he prayed again, God, it's still too big for me, can you cut it shorter again? Then God had compassion on him, okay, let me cut it shorter. Okay, that's still too big, I cannot carry. Okay, then cut. Then finally, cut like a digital size, like a Bible size. Right? Hey, still too big, I want to put in my pocket. Like a digital size. You know, this, the cross like this size. So of course, he can carry. Right? Okay, then one day, when he reached 80 years old, then he suddenly just see a river just before him, the river, and the other side is so glorious, was a beautiful land, wonderful land, many angels there, and he also saw many saints there, they enjoy everything. The bird, the flower can sing a beautiful song for the believers and for angels. Angels also sing, everybody praise the Lord. So wonderful, so beautiful. And he wanted to cross over the other side of the river, but he cannot, you see. And he asked Jesus, God, how can I cross over the river? And God said, use your cross, but my cross is too short. My cross is like this side, how can I lay across the river and then get across over it? Then God told him, I told you, that's why I gave you the cross like this size, okay? So you can lay across the river, then you can walk through it. See? So Jesus gave us the right size of the cross. Everybody just the right size. Don't ask Jesus to cut it short. If you cut short, then one day we cannot reach to the heaven. Okay? Because in order to enter the heaven, we need a cross. We need a cross. Even a cross is huge for us. But our Jesus Christ will help us to carry. Who carried the cross for us? Jesus carried the cross for us, right? Will help us. So don't ask, too big, too huge for me. So we have to bear the cross. Whatever the circumstances may be, we just face it. We have to face it. We should not ask God, please remove my difficulties. Crisis is opportunities, right? Crisis is opportunities. You can see many businessmen like Bill Gates or the other wealthy men. Do you think that they never encounter difficulties? Do you think that they never encounter difficulties? No. They face many difficulties, maybe more than you. But they just consider this as another chance, another opportunities. So when we face difficulties, don't worry about it. We just pray to God to be with us, strengthen us to face the difficulties, to face hardship. Then this is a chance to be mature. Many years ago, when I worked for one company, and the employee there treated me so badly. I cannot stand it anymore. I tried to quit my job, but I need this job because I do need income. I do need income to support my whole family. Support my whole family. Even my boss treated me so badly. One day I cried. I cried. Yeah. God, I cannot handle anymore. So I quit the job. And thank God. God created another door for me. I found a better job. So you can see, if God did not let you encounter difficulties, then you will turn your way, right? You won't turn your way. God prepared a good job for you there already. God prepared already for you. But if your current situation is comfortable, right, then it won't change anymore. You see, I just stay here. It's good for me. Why should I change? But God wants you to change because God controls everything. All the situations under God's control. Okay. So we just bear our cross, whatever the circumstances may be. Then the last one, forsake what he has. What do you have now? Of course, you have many, right? How big your house? How big your room? 12 by 12? Or 15 by 15? 20 by 20? Or 40 by 40 feet? How big your room? And how many of you consider your room is too small? How many of you consider your room right now is too small for you? Raise your hand. Your bedroom too small for you? Raise your hand. Higher. One, okay. What is too small? Why is it too small for you? You have a lot of stuff, right? Okay. Bible tells us, forsake what you have, right? So you just dump, yeah. And just give it to whales, okay? If you consider too much for you, then just distribute to chaos. Okay, so Jesus asked us to forsake. It's not easy, right? Because it's a treasure. Oh, this is my treasure, this is my baby. How can I give up? But God said, give up. And what we should give up? Of course, material is nothing. You can hold your material, you can enjoy your material. It's okay, but Bible tells us, live simple life, live a simple life. Simple. I remember when I bought the first house, of course, we are so exciting, right? First house. Now, how many of you feel exciting when you have a first house? You move to the first house, raise your hand. You feel exciting, right? Okay. So me too. And then we have a basement, a full-size basement. So we decide bought a ping pong table. You know ping pong table? Okay. Ping pong, right? Okay. And it's so good because we admire some family, they have a ping pong table. So we too just bought a ping pong table. But it turned out we never used it, you know? Every year, maybe we just play three times. Even we never play ping pong table. We never. My wife just put some trash, put some stuff in the on the table. Then we never bought it. Okay? So without a ping pong table, I still can survive, right? Without a meal track, can you survive? Without a meal track, you have a meal track, right? And you, maybe you have some of you have a meal track. Or like some indoor bicycle, right? Okay. Without it, can you survive? Of course. Without TV, can you survive? Huh? Without TV, can you survive? Without TV, you cannot survive. Raise your hand. See? Huh? Then you have a problem, right? Then you pray more. Repent. It's actually, we can do it. Yeah, we can do it. Yeah. So many things actually we don't need. We still can live very well. Okay. So for a second, but the most important is our sin. For a second, what we have, our sin, our pride, our envy, our jealousy, our anger, our lust. For a second, what we have, including our sin. Okay. It's the most important. Then curriculum. The school, of course, the school have designed some curriculum for students. Then how Jesus Christ designed the curriculum for his students. The first one, lecture. And what's the most famous lecture for Jesus? What do you think? The most famous lecture for Jesus Christ? Why? And how do you call beatitude, right? Yeah. How do you call beatitude? Okay. The teaching on the mount, this is famous. The lecture, right? Jesus taught his students. Like right now, we have a lecture for you. Right? Then the second, on-site training, on-site, like an internship, like a PMVP. Right? There, after this program, then they have to go to a local church for internship. Then Jesus demonstration, meditation, prayer, evangelism, and confrontation. Okay, so this is homework. This is homework. Okay, you just find out from four gospel book, to see what Jesus demonstrates meditation to his student. Okay, and Jesus visits. His disciples' house, right? Okay. You understand what I mean, right? No? Jesus, with some disciples, visited whose house? And then his disciples' mother-in-law was sick, high fever. Huh? You don't know who I'm talking about? No, it's a visitation. Jesus made a visitation to his house, right? Okay, so this is demonstration, this is one. So in the same way, you find out like a prayer, Jesus showed prayer to his students, how to pray. And also evangelism, okay, and also confrontation. Okay. So this is homework. It's easy for you, right? Then also give them taste. Like last Friday, you have a taste. So same way, Jesus gave them taste. Okay. Let's turn to John. Chapter 6, verse 6. John chapter 6, verse 6. But this he said to test them, to test him. See, Jesus, he refers to Jesus. So this Jesus said to test him, for he himself, Jesus himself knew what he would do. Okay. Because Jesus talked to him, Philip, you go to a village to buy some bread from a multitude. So Jesus wanted to test him. So in many occasions, Jesus tested his disciples. Okay. And another test, okay, another homework. You just give another example how Jesus tests his disciples, his students. Okay. So just one more example. Okay. So meditation, one example. Prayer, you just give one example. And evangelism, one example. Confrontation, one example. And the test, also another one example. Okay. So this is your homework. Any question for your homework? Maybe you have some idea already. If you read the Bible many times, especially for gospel book. Okay. Then next one. Peter is the head of class. He's the head of class. Banzhang, the leader of class. Like a RE leader or the teacher's leader. Right? And how many of you are head of class, leader of your class? Raise your hands. And a cheerleader, raise your hand. Huh? No. Leader, 班长, yeah. 大学面, 大学代表, representative, right? Or how do you say, principal? Okay, any principal of club, not a nightclub, I mean in the school, right? In the school, you have like a reading club or any kind of club, right? Okay, or Tai Chi, you know, Tai Chi club, right? Karate club, okay. Any leader of club, raise your hand. Okay, yeah. You know, one time my daughter just create club, create even school. School didn't have such kind of club, right? So my daughter just created a club to help those who poor clip, like 嘴巴, your leg, 叫什么? Huh? 兔唇. Palate, huh? Clip, yeah. And smiling club. The club name is a smiling club. So she just created such kind of club, yeah. Okay, and Peter is the head of class. And he confessed he is a sinner. Oh, Pastor Zhou just talked about this teaching, right, in the prayer, so your memory is still vivid. Yeah. Then he realized Jesus is the Son of God. He often confessed his faith in Jesus as Messiah. Okay, so he is the head of class. First one to confess he's a sinner, and also the Son of God and Messiah. Okay. Then next one, and of course, because he is the head of class, then he is proud of being head. The first one, he walked on the sea. Okay, let's turn to Matthew chapter 14. Verse 25. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. The fourth watch, which means from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the early in the morning. Okay, early in the morning, 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. So it's the darkest hour. Then 26. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a ghost." Then they cried out for fear. 27. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." 28. And now Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." 29. He said, "Come." Then when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. 30. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." 31. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Okay. So Jesus walked on the sea. Can you walk on the sea? Why did Jesus able to walk on the sea? Because Jesus is the Lord, right? Jesus is God. Bible tells us, God put everything under Jesus' feet. Under Jesus' feet. Okay. How many things under your feet? How many? Anything under your feet? Huh? Oh, you have a power cord there? Okay, and what else? Ants, right? Ants, you know? Ants, right? Under your feet. And what else? Coach, right? 蟑螂. And what else? What else? Small animals, like worm, insects, mosquitoes, right? Under your feet. So you control them, right? You control them. So which means you can control over them. So if God put everything under your feet, then you will control over them. So in the same way, God put everything under Jesus' feet. Therefore, he can control sea, can control over wave. So, of course, it would be no problem for Jesus. So everybody afraid of that because they consider, "Whoa, it's a ghost." Right? The one man walked near and near and near and near, right? The causeway. Right? Hey, who can walk on the sea? Nobody was able to walk on the sea. Who is that? Only ghost. Right? No man could walk on the sea. No way. So it's only ghost. Scare you? Ghost? Huh? Gui. Oh, you are so brave, huh? You won't scare. It's good, yeah. So Jesus said, "Don't worry, it's me." Okay. Then Peter said, "Jesus, if it's you, then let me walk over there on the water." Then Jesus said, "Come." Right? So simple word, right? Come. Jesus didn't say, no, Peter, this is only for Messiah. This is only for Messiah, not for you, not for human. No. Jesus said, "You can walk over here." Right? So come. So we can learn from this point. Right? We can do excursion, we can do many things as Jesus has done. As Jesus has done before. Right? When Jesus was able to walk on the sea, if we have faith, of course, we also can walk on the sea. And the sea, it's just learn the book of Revelation. Right? What sea represents? What does the sea represent? Huh? World, yes. Can it be said, Revelation chapter 12, verse 12? How is the first sentence? It's just a study. Hey, don't look, huh? Look at me, look at me. Don't. First one, first sentence. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. 1212, it's easy for you to remember, right? You forgot. War, war, war is the second sentence. Rejoice. Rejoice, O heaven. Right? Rejoice, O heaven. Say again. Rejoice, O heaven. Rejoice, O heaven. So where are we now? Where are we now? We are in heaven, right? And those who dwell in them, those who dwell in heaven, so rejoice, we should be joyful, right? Because the Bible says, rejoice, all heavens. And we live in heaven already, right? So be happy, right? Be happy about anything, because we are in heaven already, yeah. And then how about next one? Woe, woe, woe to the earth and the sea. And say again, woe to the earth and the sea. Okay. So the earth and sea represent this world. Okay. So if we are inhabitants of this earth and sea, then God says, woe, woe to you. So this is a curse. Okay. So sea. So Jesus can walk on the sea, which means God put this world under his feet. So he is able to control this world. He is able to control temptation. Right? Temptation. He is able to control, to overcome the sin. How about us? We also can walk on the sea, and we must walk on the sea. Walk on the sea. Not in the midst of the sea, then we have trouble. One day we will be drowned to death. Okay. So we have to walk on the sea like Jesus Christ. However, 30. But when Peter saw the high wind, and he was afraid. So the wave just tossed around. A wave be tossed around him. So, everywhere, wave, high wave. So terrible, high wind. Have you been in a Pacifica church? Raise your hand. Pacifica, okay. Have you walked to the sea? To the seashore? Okay. What did you hear? The wave just rolling, right? Whoa, whoa, right? At night, oh, so terrible. Yeah. Sometimes I woke up early in the morning, then I take a walk along the seashore. Right? All I heard just rolling, 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 right? Rolling, roll, roll, roll. Right? That's why in the Bible it says, Peng Hong, Chinese say Peng Hong. Like a lion, scare me. But it's good, yeah. It's daytime, not a nighttime. It's nighttime, I said, walk away. So you can imagine the situation is so terrified to Peter. But Peter, actually, he had a bigger faith in the beginning. In the beginning, he said, Jesus, okay, then I walk. And Jesus said, come. So you can see this command. Jesus said, come. Just first, I said, come, then you can come. So Jesus wants us to do some impossible job with faith. For the normal people, it's not possible. Wells, you only high school graduate, huh? High school. You want to apply a doctor job. It's not possible, right? You only graduate from high school, not a doctor, yeah. I say they are computer engineer, right? Computer engineer. It's not possible, right? But God said, go there, apply a job there. I say, go there, then go. Right? Have you first go there? apply the job if you just graduate from high school? No, I didn't equip myself yet. So I have to study in the college, right? Like a major in computer science. Then I can go there to get a job. But God said, go. Is it possible for you to take a job? Yes, of course. If God moved the boy's heart, it would be no problem. There is one deacon in a Dallas church, Deacon Hall, right? Many times he gave testimony, so wonderful. One, he studied graduate school in Washington, D.C. Then one day, he heard a voice, go to Dallas, go to Dallas. Say, hey, who talked to me? He said, no one talked to me. So he just ignored the voice, right? And at dinner time, the voice come up behind the TV because he watched TV, right? So the voice come up from the TV, he said, go to Dallas. Go to Dallas. Hey, who talked to me? Nobody hide behind the TV, right? And the program didn't talk about Dallas. So next day, he just followed the command. Then he realized, maybe God want me to move to Dallas. Okay. Then when he moved to Dallas, at that time, there was no church there, okay. Only a few families there. And he had to find a job. Right? But his English is not so good, okay, because engineers always write a program, design a program, and not change it to talk, right? So only know how to write. But not talk to other people, so not change how to practice the conversation. And everybody talked to him, no chance for you to find a job. And his friend worked for one company, and that company needed some employees, needed people to work for them. But his friend won't talk to him because his English is not so well, it's not qualified to do for anybody. But one day, his friend went to a company for interview, right? And his friend could not answer the questions. So his friend just came back to him and asked him, I went to a company for interview, but I could not answer the questions. Then Deacon Ho asked, what questions? He said, Oh, that's easy for me. Then his friend said, maybe you can go there to try. So Deacon Ho just went there to try, right, to have an interview. Because the same questions, right? And he knew already, of course, it's easy for him. He knew the answer already, right? So how to solve the problem, if you have such kind of problem, how to solve it, right? So he knew the answer already. So he went there. Of course, English is still a barrier, the major barrier for him. Even he knew it, but it's very difficult to express the answer, right? So the manager said, okay, we will let you know, okay. Then after a couple of days, still no news. Then Deacon Ho just talked to company. You should hire me. Even my English is not good, but you should hire me. Okay. Then the manager just talked to boss, because the boss just came back from D.C. for the meeting. Then after boss came back to the company, then the manager report to boss. Then boss say, okay, then let me try again. So the boss just call Deacon Ho, come for interview. When boss talked to interview, then boss so happy. He was so happy. Oh, your English is better than Taiwan people, right? Because I went to Taiwan for 10 times. When I went to Taiwan, nobody can speak English, but you can. See, of course, you cannot compare those who cannot speak English at all, right? But both just compare with them. My English is very dim, of course. Yeah. So I'm so proud of that, right? I should be proud of that. Yeah. See, God created change for you. God said, go there, go to Dallas. So where's? No problem, go there. Right? If God wants to help you, God can do it. Yeah. So just God wants us to do some impossible things with faith. Faith, in Portuguese, it's easy, right? Fe, F-E. We say faith, but in Portuguese, say F-E. And, you know, sometimes it's easy for you, right? So if you know English, actually it's easy to learn Spanish and to learn Portuguese. Yeah. Because many words are very similar. Okay, then the next one. Next one is a tech break. Exercise time. Okay, let's pray in silence.